If you're an introvert like me, you tend to hold close many, many secrets about you, don't you? That's the source of introverts' considerable power. Your secrets serve as shields. Your cool is stored in your secrets, as is your personal magic. New generations, reared on social media, have no room for secrets and will shortly be utterly bereft of magic, too. Not necessarily a bad outcome. This is not a moral universe. You are not the only one who knows the things no one else knows about you. Your pets know. Think what your pets could reveal. Your dog. Your cats. Maybe not your fish. Key secrets, the big ones, you can only safely share with strangers or pets. Although in the case of strangers, it's not risk-free anymore. With the world shrinking as it is, eventually there will be no strangers anywhere. And everyone will know everything about everyone. As I say, the universe has no morals. One way and another down through the years, I have disclosed more than a few of my secrets on this program. Things nobody or only a handful of people and pets might know about me. For example, that I once explored a career as a rodeo clown. Or that I wear red wingtips when I field dress a deer. Or that even now I aspire to become Pope. And so on. There's really only one secret left that I'm willing to share among the several I still hold close. And that is, lots of the things I have told you here that nobody or almost nobody knows about me are flat-out fiction. I'm aware that some of you know this. To the rest of you, am I sorry? No. Consider the world leader who, during his or her term in office, says things for the record that are patently false, that she or he has to know are false, that we know are false, and yet they never recant, never apologize, and never go to jail. Then, 5 years into retirement, they produce a memoir in which they tell us it was never their fault they misled us, and then they name the advisor or secretary or reporter who got it wrong. Nobody believes this new falsehood either. Nobody. But in our amoral universe, it simply does not matter. On a different scale, where's the harm in your believing for a couple of years that I wear red wingtips into the field to gut a deer? I do have red wingtips. I do shoot deer. I wear sensible shoes, boots. Now here's something, a true story, I have never told anybody. Last year, I did bring the red wingtips to deer camp, strictly as props, contemplating a post-field dressing photo op that would prominently feature the shoes and the dead deer. I never saw or even heard a whitetail last year. The wingtips did not leave the closet this season. Our freezer is full of fresh venison. But now you all know something no one in the universe knew about me until this moment, between you and me.